FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The two brothers linked to the murder of Durban businessman Shailen Singh will line up in the dock today. Farrell and Darren Govender were nabbed after they allegedly shot and killed Singh in a parking lot in Umhlanga last month. The father of a two-month-old baby was believed to be the owner of a truck and security company. A petition seeking justice for Singh has garnered nearly 4,000 signatures from locals. Ward 35 councillor Bradley Singh will be attending the matter at the Durban Magistrates Court.
We do not condone any type of violence, and we want justice to be served, not only for the Singh family, but we also want to put pressure on the South African police services to ensure that in any type of crime that takes place, especially the Schedule 6 crime like murder, they must arrest suspects, because we can't have a situation where criminals can just willy-nilly kill people as they will.
And the class of 2024 is counting the hours until the release of their final exam results. Basic Education Minister Sivuyo Kwakhube will officially announce them tonight. Nearly 900,000 matriculants who sat for the NSC and IEB exams will then only be able to access the results tomorrow. Last week, the department got the green light to publish the results in newspapers after the information regulator's attempt to prevent this was thrown out in court. Meanwhile, the KZN Parents Association's V. Gani says options for matrics in need of financial support to further their studies are available.
The economy is tough. Parents are having a hard time. Especially education is expensive. It doesn't come cheap. Apply for those things. Look at companies that can assist you. Look at family. Look at friends that can assist you. You don't give up your dream because you don't have the money.
KZN Education MEC Sipho Hlomuka will announce the provincial results at the Durban ICC tomorrow. And abroad, vast crowds of Hindu pilgrims in India have begun bathing in sacred waters at the Kumbh Mela festival. Organizers say they're expecting 400 million people to attend, making it the largest gathering in humanity. The millennia-old festival, a show of religious piety and ritual bathing, is held at the site where the Ganges, Yamuna, and mythical Saraswati rivers meet. And back home, wet weather is expected across KZN with Durban a high of 24 degrees, Pietermaritzburg 20, Richards Bay 27.
And coming up in your sports, we'll give you your FA Cup fourth round fixtures. The draw has been confirmed with also wins for Coco Gauff, Igor Swiatek, and just now we saw Yannick Sinner booking his place in the second round at the Oz Open. And if you missed it earlier, the Buccaneers are happy people this morning because they're through to the knockout phase of the CAF Champions League.